The big question is, I think the last time we did this, which was for the year 2022, I think, we didn't call it best of. We called it like our favorites.
There is a difference between those two things, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I can fully admit that, spoiler, like Borgata is the best casino in Atlantic City, period.
Right.
There's no discussion, but it doesn't have to be my favorite casino.
That's a good point.
I think it should be favorites.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
This is an opinion episode or whatever, so we may as well actually give our opinions. Howdy, it's Monday, January 13th, 2025, and this is episode 245 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City and Casino Biz Podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
We have no casino biz to talk about today.
Oh, come on, man. It's all about the casino biz, right?
I guess you could argue that all of it is adjacent to the casino biz. What's good?
What's good?
Multiple Atlantic City trips, maybe? Question mark?
Question mark, yeah.
That's a surprise for next episode. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see
what's going on with that.
Well, I don't think mine needs to be a surprise. I think I'm a bit more sure about it. Hopefully, I will have already been to Atlantic City probably by the time you all hear this. So I'm planning on doing a trip just one night this week. Effectively, the main reason I'm going is just to match my Caesar's diamond before it goes away to Bally's Superstar, I think. So that's it. That's all I want to do. So I'll just be there for one night, Wednesday night at the Caesars.
Going to check one of the nine casinos off your list because your New Year's resolution was every casino, one night at every casino. 2025, though, the year of Bally's, it's going to be hard to get all nine casinos when we stay at Bally's for six nights this year after you match your status.
Well, I'll see what happens. I'll see if they start comping me, because I will play there a decent bit, too, I think. So I'm curious to see what kind of comps I got. I mean, certainly I played there, like, you know, the first day they opened or whatever, and I got nothing. So we'll see if it's like that again. But I'm interested in checking it out. But we'll have more about that, hopefully, after I've gone, fingers crossed, next episode.
I'm interested to see what your review of Bally's is after you play there, because we used to play there a lot.
I always loved playing there, so we'll see.
Yeah, now when I walk through it, I'm like, ugh. So I don't know.
I kind of like walking through it. So it's got the Dunkin' Donuts, but it's not hooked up to the app like the one in Resorts is.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
The world's most expensive Dunkin' Donuts, and you can't even use your points.
Nope, not like the Resorts one.
That's true.
I think I'll probably try to use my Diamond Celebration dinner. Maybe I'll go to the Nobu by myself.
Oh, that's a good idea. Plow through $100 at the Nobu.
It'll be more than $100, I think.
Yeah. We have always, once, never.
All right.
And I did not tell you ahead of time what it is. A rare surprise, always, once, never.
I'm super excited.
And it's podcast related. It's not just Atlantic City related. The items are news and data, trip reports, and guests. And you can take this however you want. Like, if you do news and data, you can record every other week. If you do trip reports, you can only record when we go on a trip, or do you just have to go on trips all the time? And then guests, does that mean we're only recording, like, you know, once every 6 years? Or does it mean we have to book a guest all the time? That's up for you to decide.
Yeah, I think it's a tough question. I mean, I think it gets to a much deeper question of what is the purpose of the podcast? And I think for us, the podcast exists primarily to, or maybe not primarily, but, you know, it's for us to talk about something we're both interested in and help facilitate, I think, our relationship, like, is a big part of that. So anything that means that we're going to have far fewer podcasts, is that better or worse for the world at large? I don't know, but I enjoy getting together every couple of weeks and having a chat and doing this. So it's hard to get away from news and data because that's what really drives the frequency of our podcasts.
Right, if it was trip reports, this year we would only have had three episodes, right?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, I guess no, because we had Maryland trip reports. You went to Blackhawk, Colorado. So there were a few episodes. There probably would have been like six or seven.
I did a solo trip to AC, I think. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
I think that was in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Just generally speaking, we disagree on the importance and utility of trip reports quite a bit. I tend not to like them that much, and I think you think that are super important, and one of the best episodes we can put out is a trip report episode.
That's what everybody wants to hear, is trip reports. They don't want to hear about the data.
Well, I don't care. It's, you know, the trip reports are the sugar that makes the medicine go down, the data.
I originally had data separated out as its own thing. Like, we can only do data episodes.
I mean, that's what you get on the Patreon.
just really deep dive into the data.
And then guests. I think it would be better for the podcast if we did do more guests. I've put out a couple episodes when you've been out of town or whatever with guests. It's just hard for us to schedule it because our schedule's all over the place. I'm not really available late at night. You're not available a lot during the day or in the evenings before later at night. So it would just be tough to be able to wedge a guest in that has a job.
I mean, presumably, if they could only do, like, 6:30 p.m., I could figure out some way to make that happen. I'm not exactly sure how I would do it without kid background noise happening. Anyways, that's more deep dive into the podcast than anybody wants.
To me, I would say once more guests, certainly. I think always is wrong, and never is also wrong. I would say never for a trip report, with the caveat that I think if there's, like, an interesting story that comes out of it, that's worth doing. But I personally, like, right now, don't think the podcast would be that much worse if we didn't do a blow-by-blow of every single thing we did in Atlantic City like we do now. And data and news, I guess that means by default is the always.
That's fascinating. I have a feeling that our listeners would strongly disagree with you if we just nuked trip reports, you know, like trip reports into the ocean.
Yep.
You go on a trip, you come back, and the only thing you can talk about the trip is like, oh, hey, did you notice that this thing closed?
No, I think if there's like an interesting story that the people would find amusing, like certainly when you got your bet taken at the Harrah's, that's interesting. We should talk about that, even though it was part of a trip report.
That's national news too, so I think that makes sense. I'm going the other way. I'm going guests once, and we'd really have to, you know, knock out the guest thing. It would have to be like Steve Wynn or something. And then trip reports always, and nuking news and data, which means that we're just not doing that many episodes.
Right.
Which is a sacrifice I'm willing to make. And as
given that you
fact,
do all of the work.
I'm making, and from now on, we'll only be doing quarterly episodes.
Hey, we're better than 7 out still.
Yeah. You're going to record solo news and data episodes.
And let me tell you how much news I'm going to record solo.
All? Daily podcasts?
Zero.
Disappointing.
Data, though, yeah. I'll put out some solo podcasts every month for the data.
Awesome. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Give the people exactly what they want.
So that's the always, once, never.
Yeah, that was interesting. It was a good question.
The theme of today's episode is no news and no data. We're not getting to any of that.
But it's my always. We have to.
Oh, that's a good point.
Here's
some news. The B-Bar is closed until May for renovation. So there's your one piece of news.
All right, that's fair. We can move on now.
Tip of the cap to Jim H., who emailed us about it, and Justin W., who posted in the Facebook group with a picture of the rendering of the new B-Bar. Yeah. And it looks very bright. It is a very different looking space. So we'll see what it actually looks like.
It does make sense why they let it run down to the point where half the machines were broken in there, though, if they knew they were going to be closing it anyway.
RIP cursed machine with the light that blinded you. That was gone last time I was there, too.
That was real bright.
It was very bright, just a light shining through a button. And then, somebody else posted a picture in, I think, Everything AC Casinos, where they're already starting to demolish that thing. So it's crazy.
All right.
Crazy stuff.
So what we're getting to, ... as you were saying before I interrupted you.
This episode is our favorite things from the year of 2024. I think before we start, we should recap our 2024, the things that we did, how often we were there, all the places we went. And so I did the research last night. We did 3 trips to Atlantic City in 2024, which is low for
very
us,
bad.
I would say. Yes.
Yeah, awful. The worst, surely the worst ever, beyond the pandemic, right?
Right, outside of whatever that was, 2020, 2021. Mm-hmm. 5 total nights, which my note about that is that is quite sad.
It is.
2 of those nights at Borgata, 2 nights at Tropicana, 1 night at resorts. You and I were in the same hotels every night, which is surprising.
That's never happened, I'm sure, in the history of the podcast.
We had dinners at Doc's Oyster House 2 times. We went to Noodles of the World at Borgata. We had lunches at Tony's Baltimore Grill, Chicken Guy, Vagabond Kitchen and Tap House. Breakfast at Casa Taco Express, that was you, in the Borgata Marketplace. Borgata Baking Company, that was me. Bread and Butter, Gilchrist twice, Hot Bagels and more. Then we did happy hours at Cardinal, Super Frico, Osu, Angeloni's Club Madrid, and Mukashi. I think, did we do Osu twice?
No, I don't think so. I think just once.
So the second night we did not do it. The second Tropicana night we did not do it. That was the most recent trip.
Correct.
And then we've done drinks at Beer Garden twice, Boo Bar, which is the Bar One pop-up at resorts, Irish Pub, Kyle only, King's Pub, Kyle only, B Bar, just me. And then pretty much every restaurant that I listed, we also had drinks at, other than the breakfast places. So for only doing 5 nights, we managed to hit a lot of restaurants, I have to say.
I think a lot of it was certainly the trip that just me and you did for one night. Like, we went to a lot of places. Like, I remember we were hustling around town.
Yeah, the you, me, and Paul trip also, we did Cardinal and Osu in the same night. Paul and I went to Super Freako that same night. So we managed to hit a lot of places.
Yeah.
Should I go through the categories for the favorites, as we're calling it, our favorite things in 2024, or just let it be a surprise?
I think we should just take them one at a time. And for expediency reasons and for humor, perhaps, we talked about it before the show. And I think we're going to have a 3-minute timer on all of these categories with a very annoying noise if we go over. So.
Yeah, and my phone is right next to the microphone. So we'll see if the timer ever goes off and you have to hear the annoying noise. I expect it will for one of
these things. It will, probably, for a few things, yeah.
And also, if I remember to reset it, if it doesn't go off and we're like 10 seconds into some category and then it goes off, which is also probably destined to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is how much the timer is going to distract me from actually being able to do.
You'll just be staring at the numbers going down.
Yeah, not able to talk. I think that's probably the best way to do the podcast. Everyone loves that. Are you ready to start a timer? Well, let's say the category and then I'll start the timer.
All right.
The first category is your favorite casino overall, and I'm starting the timer now.
I mean, I don't think that this is going to be a huge surprise to people who listen to the podcast, but I think for me, it has to be Borgata, which I also believe is the best casino in Atlantic City. We've done it twice. I remember after the first time we did it. I think that's kind of when both of our minds were a bit more set that, like, yeah, this is a place where it's clearly the nicest place in Atlantic City. I think it's both of our favorite places in Atlantic City. Like, we need to try to get to Borgata a bit more often. So, yeah, in terms of the gaming and how nice the property is overall and the room product, it's Borgata, despite our complaints about restaurants, which we have had the last few episodes. But, yeah, for me, it's Borgata.
Yeah, last trip report, we had a decent amount of complaints about Borgata, but I still think it's the nicest. And I think that it says a lot how much we've gone out of our way on two of the three trips to go to Borgata. Like the May trip, I paid a decent amount of money to add the night in Borgata, the first night in Borgata, when I could have just stayed in Tropicana comps the entire time. So clearly, it's the only place I'm willing to do that for. In my head, I had like a nod to Hard Rock as, you know, the night that we stayed at resorts, I did walk over to Hard Rock. And when I walked in, I was like, yeah, I really like this casino. Like, this is a legit casino.
My question to you is going to be, how close is Hard Rock, do you think, for you to Borgata? Because for me, nothing is close. Like, I don't have a Hard Rock for myself.
I like Hard Rock a lot. And I think that they do some things really well that even Borgata doesn't do. Although I don't think the food options are amazing. Although I think, actually, I am ignoring things like Il Molino and some stuff that's pretty good. But like Kuro, I don't think is fantastic. But I like the casino floor, which I know is a divisive opinion.
I mean, I will have to say, in Kuro's defense, it is very well regarded, I think. So yeah. It might be. And we enjoyed it when we went back for happy hour, right, a year or two ago.
That's true.
We've never been to Council Oak, which I think is also like pretty well regarded. So it might just be that we've missed a lot of the spots. And I know I like White House, and you do not like White House as much.
Well, I've never gotten the Italian. That's on my list. That should be my 2025 New Year's resolution for AC. But yeah, I think that I don't go out of my way to go there. So my actions sort of make this decision for me. But I really like the entertainment at Hard Rock. I like the video poker bars as far as like places to play. We'll see what P-Bar does at Borgata. But definitely Borgata, just hanging out in Borgata, especially staying in the rooms in Borgata, is extremely, extremely nice. So I think that's my favorite also, even though, as you said, we had some complaints.
Turn off the timer.
Let's 10 seconds left.
No problem.
Got to get the timer back on.
I think you need to turn off the screen while you're doing it so you don't just stare at it. You don't know.
Yeah, that's true. So, category number two, best casino for slots.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. I mean, this is one that I'd more defer to you because you are much more of a slot player than I am. I know historically when we've talked about this, we've mentioned Harrah's as kind of having a big selection of slot machines plus the nice parts of being at a Caesars property in terms of being able to get drinks easily and things like that. But, you know, I feel like we can't answer Harrah's because we haven't been there.
Yeah, I haven't played at Harrah's in so long.
Right.
I do think in my head, the ambiance at Harrah's when you're playing slots or video poker is actually pretty nice compared to, say, like Tropicana. But my favorite, I think, is Tropicana. And maybe that's just recency bias because we stayed two nights there and I played a ton of slots there. But in terms of selection, I think they have an incredible slot selection and the place is just kind of jam-packed with slots. Borgata is probably it's definitely a nicer place to play slots. But between the selection of the slots at Tropicana and the on-machine drink ordering system, which did go down both nights that we were there. But still, it's nice most of the time. It's nice the 90% of the time that it works. I think I'm giving a slight nod to Tropicana.
Yeah, I think I'd probably, if I had to talk specifically about the properties that we stayed at this year or we were in this year, I'd probably give a slight nod to Borgata, but I just am not really a slot player, so I can't say too much about the selection or whatever. But just in terms of, like, I would have been a nice place if I'm playing slots or whatever, and Borgata's the nicest place, and, like, slots are pretty interchangeable for me. The only thing that does make it a bit closer is, like I said, the Caesar's drink ordering system is just much better than all the other casinos in Atlantic City. So
yeah, I mean, Hard Rock does have on-machine drink ordering, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in Hard Rock this year, so I can't really speak of it. Actually, I went pee there once. That's it. When you were ordering your Starbucks.
I did play some slots at Hard Rock and enjoyed my experience quite a bit. Resorts is not a bad place to play slots, but it's just not big enough that doesn't have the huge selection.
I mean, I really like being in Resorts. I like how bright it is, so...
I should be taking notes of what we're picking here.
For me, it's easy. It's Borgata for the first two. And I'll give you a hint. The third one is also going to be Borgata. So.
All right. So let's go to the third one. It is our favorite casino for table games. I think we're going to be in agreement here, too.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's an obvious Borgata. Not only do they have, I think, consistently excellent crews, they have a very large table game selection, probably the largest in Atlantic City. And they have, like, very reasonable limits. So, I mean, I think you put all three of those things together, and it's just very obvious. I think they're the best casino for table games in Atlantic City, and it's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I don't think it's particularly close. In my head, I wanted to give Resorts a nod for value, but Borgata, even for value, I feel like Borgata's very good, too. So it's not like you can even say that there's some low roller option that has an edge. Granted, we haven't really played at Bally's. I don't know if there are, like, $10 tables hiding out at Bally's somewhere, but... Mm-hmm. Borgata, just in terms of, I'm always surprised that the limits are not sky high. There's always a ton of tables open. It's by far, to me, the best place to play.
Yeah, I will say specifically at Resorts, I really enjoy playing craps there. It does tend to be a bit cheaper. I think you will see $10 tables sometimes. And I think that the crews there are consistently very kind and very appreciative, probably because they're not as used to it when you end up tipping them. They're super appreciative. So definitely, like, some points for Resorts. But yeah, I mean, I think any answer beyond Borgata is ridiculous in this category. So
yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's some low rollers who have some different answer. I'd be interested to hear, because I certainly wouldn't say that we're medium roller. Like, I'm certainly a low roller, but...
I mean, for me, the only other casino that I've been to that is close is I really enjoy playing in the Asia Room at Caesars quite a lot.
Yeah.
So, and I did do that this year, but I'd probably rather be playing Paigao in the Caesars Asia Room, honestly, than at Borgata, especially now that it's moved to next to the poker room. But it's still, you know, I think if you take it as a whole, Borgata definitely wins.
Yeah. Next category is... best casino for video poker, which is maybe more a category. You play a lot of video poker, even though you don't love it, but...
I didn't play that much this year, but I have historically played a lot of video poker, yes.
So what is your favorite casino for video poker?
I feel like video poker has gone downhill quite a bit in the last few years in Atlantic City.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like the days of 9-6 are basically seem like they're gone, or at least mostly gone in the casinos I've been in.
Yeah.
I think it might still exist in the Caesars High Limit Room, but it's like maybe $50 in per tier credit now or something at that machine, which is just awful.
Borgata does have it at the quarter level.
Yep, at B-Bar.
No, not at B-Bar.
Oh, really?
You've got to find the machines. It's a weird bank of machines over by Angeline, but they do have quarter 9-6 video poker.
Oh.
I don't love that area to play in.
No. So... it's pretty close. I mean, I do think the fact that they do still have that 9-6 machine, I'm pretty sure at the Caesars in the High Limit Room, even if the tier credit earn is pretty ridiculously low, that is something that's in the favor of it. Do they have any other 9-6 at Caesars beyond that?
So they used to have a decent amount of 9-6 quarter, but if you believe VPFree2.com, that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Caesars and Golden Nugget, according to VPFree2.com, are the best for dollar video poker. Like, they have a lot of good stuff at the dollar level. I mean, obviously, okay. Borgata does too. But VPFree2.com, let's see how many times I can say that in this segment, says that Resorts also doesn't have the full pay double bonus, which I'm 99% sure they did still at quarters last time I was there. So I don't know how accurate it is with Caesars saying that Caesars doesn't have full pay quarters anymore. I would have to go to Caesars and check that out. Because it used to be pretty reliably, Caesars was very good.
Yeah, they used to have a bunch next to, but not at the Togo Bar, I remember.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, for me, I think I've got to give it to Borgata again, as much as I don't want to just say Borgata for everything, because as a quarter player, it's kind of the only game in town. I mean, resorts with the full pay double bonus is also not bad, but Borgata has the options. And you know what Borgata has as a video poker player that nowhere else has? Sixes or better.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for this, honestly, because I have not played nearly as much video poker. And like when I have played, it's probably been like I played a lot of 8-6 this year, I think, which you'll see a lot at a dollar. Yeah. Is it Borgata? It probably is, just because it's the nicest place to play again, like I said. But Caesars is right there for me. I mean, I think those two are very close. I do not like playing video poker for the most part in resorts. And yeah, I guess we've reached the point that that's enough talking about that. But I'll give it to Borgata, okay. But barely. So I've gone Borgata, 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 Borgata.
Clean sweep, and I don't think that's changing here.
A Borgata is going to come up. So our next category is our favorite hotel room in Atlantic City. And for me, it's just very obvious. It's the MGM Tower room in Borgata. I don't think it's that close. I haven't stayed in Ocean in a while. That's the only thing that may stand out as being possibly as good as that at like a base level non-suite room that you can get in Atlantic City. I've heard they're a bit long in the tooth now, but hopefully I'll stay in Ocean this upcoming year and we'll be able to see how they're doing. I mean, I know that we were both really enjoyed our MGM Tower room after our first trip. We went back, obviously, and stayed in MGM Tower room this last trip that we did. I just think the whole MGM Tower is very nice. The rooms are super nice. It's never loud. It's just a great place to stay and to play.
I really like the rooms at Hard Rock, like what they've done with the renovation. I really like the Centurion Tower room renovations.
Which is where I am going to stay.
Oh, nice.
A couple days, hopefully. It's one of the corner rooms looking out over the ocean with two sets of windows.
That should be extremely nice. I agree. Yep. Ocean, I've had a couple ocean rooms, not this year, but before, that were a little bit worn, like the furniture and stuff. But the rooms at Centurion, at Caesars, and Hard Rock, like, they're nice rooms, but just the whole experience of Water Club, like you walk down the hallways, you walk into the lobby, down the hallways, and then you go into the room. It's like, this is an extremely nice, high-end hotel in a way that those other things, they're like nice for AC, they're nice for, you know, casino properties and potentially like comped rooms that are not high-level suites, but they don't rise to the level of MGM Tower. It's just completely on another level.
I do feel like you come off the casino floor, which is a bit chaotic, and you just walk down that hall to the Water Club, and you're like, yeah, this is like this nice, exclusive, whatever, it's quiet back there.
Yeah.
It's just great.
It's extremely nice. We just love Borgata.
Apparently.
We should have randomized to the category order.
I know.
So that it's not just all Borg all the time.
I don't think mine's going to be Borg for anything else for the rest of this.
We'll see.
So, yeah. We'll see.
All right. So, our favorite overall restaurant. I listed a bunch of places that we ate. What is your favorite?
It's very close, I think, for me. I don't know if I want to hedge because I know what the next category is after this. And it's very obvious what I'm going to choose for that. And I just need to figure out if I'm going to say the same thing for both answers.
Wow, okay.
When I go to Atlantic City, the restaurant I feel like I have to go to, or like the one I want to go to the most every trip, is Gilchrist, right?
Okay.
And you know, I think Gilchrist, it does classify as cheap eats as well.
It's yeah.
Cheap. Yeah, I'm going to say Gilchrist. I mean, Gilchrist, I think, is the best restaurant in Atlantic City. If you're going to Atlantic City and it's like, I want to do one thing, what should it be? I know we've talked about this before, but I would say you need to go to Gilchrist's and get the pancakes.
Wow.
I think it's close. I mean, I think Tony's Baltimore Grill is a place I enjoy a lot. Doc's is obviously very, very good, and I think probably more along the lines of maybe what you were expecting me to say.
Yeah, I was certainly expecting you to say Doc's, so it's surprising.
But I think that for me, having a nice sit-down two-hour meal is not something that's very high on my list compared to most people. And, you know, going to Gilchrist's and sitting there for a half hour, getting a great plate of pancakes, and getting out of there for $12, that's what I want to be doing in Atlantic City.
Okay, wow. So I did not say Gilchrist. Uh-huh. Doc's was such the obvious answer because we went twice, but we had this list of restaurants that we went to, you know, some of them for only happy hour. The place that I sort of think of as the most interesting and the place I enjoyed my time at the most and also really enjoyed the food and drinks at both times I've been, one of those times being before 2024, but my favorite, I think right now, restaurant in Atlantic City is Super Freako.
Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, just like really loved the dinner that I had there, which was not in 2024. Really loved the happy hour, although I will say the happy hour is not great value. It's still pretty expensive sitting at the bar. And I think just like the vibe there is fantastic. Like they just nail everything, the food, the drinks, the ambiance. And it's almost hard to describe it. Like, it's Italian food, but if somebody asked me to recommend an Italian restaurant in Atlantic City, I would be very reluctant to recommend Super Frico as an Italian place because, you know, there's all these other traditional Italian places. And I think when most people are asking about Italian food, they're not thinking of a weird place like Super Frico is, with kind of like eclectic menu items and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it's pretty expensive. It's probably more expensive than Doc's, which I think Doc's is actually pretty good value for what you get. But just in terms of something so incredibly different and that you can't really get in the East Coast, I'm going with Super Frico. Wow, time for us again. That's actually not surprising for that category.
Yeah. Next category is Cheap Eats. And as a spoiler, I mean, if I think the best restaurant is a Cheap Eat, then that's going to be my best Cheap Eats restaurant as well, for all the reasons I laid out before. It's going to be Gilchrist. Bonus points, by the way, if you go to the Gardner Spaces one, which I did not go to this year.
We ended up at Gilchrist in the patio side, the poolside side, with our friends when we went last trip, which was interesting.
Not as good, I think, as the diner side.
I agree.
The Tropicana Gilchrist.
The diner side is better. Back when it was Teplitsky's at the Chelsea Hotel, I think the poolside, well, also if you're there in the summer, the poolside is nicer. Teplitsky's was trying to be like a little bit of a higher-end diner, I think, whereas like Gilchrist, they're getting you in and getting you out. They had that little bar area that they were using for storage. It wasn't the best ambiance, I would say. I'm huge on ambiance, Kyle, in case that's not clear. And given how important ambiance is to me, my favorite Cheap Eats is Chicken Guy. No, I'm just kidding. Chicken Guy is not even that cheap. I don't think it would even qualify. You probably get out of Gilchrist cheaper than you get out of Chicken Guy for a sandwich and fries. Tony's Baltimore Grill. I really like it. I think the pizza is very good. I know that all the pizza lovers, New Jersey Pizza Eats types people, think it's not amazing because they want a super specific kind of pizza that Tony's Baltimore Grill is not. But I really like their different kind of specialty pizzas that they have. It's just a super cool place. Very, very Atlantic City, quintessential Atlantic City, divey kind of place to go and sit, whether you're sitting at the bar, you're sitting in that other larger dining area. So Tony's Baltimore Grill, I'm just a big fan, and we've gone multiple times. So I like it a lot. I think that's my favorite for Cheap Eats. I think that qualifies as cheap.
Yeah, I think 100%. I will say, just going back to restaurant real quick, if such a thing were allowed, I like Osu a lot the few times we've been there. I think the time we went this year was a bit worse than the time I went at the very end of 2023. I really enjoyed our meal at East Wind as well, or Mukashi, or whatever, at resorts. So those would be my a couple more runners up.
Well, you might have a chance to mention one of those later. We'll see. Are you ready for favorite bar?
Do you want to go first for any of these? Or hi, I can.
Yeah, I'll go first for bar. Why not? So this was a tough one for me because when you think of bar, you think of either cocktail bars or just like typical pubs kind of places, or hotel lobby bars and all that kind of stuff. B bar, I guess, video poker bars. So there are a couple that really stand out to me. Obviously, we really love Beer Garden.
Yeah, Beer Garden's always up there.
And I think you've got to classify that as a bar.
Yeah, it's a bar, 100%. I do think it's got decent food, too, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
The food we've gotten there.
The other one that I have a question mark about is Angeloni's Club Madrid.
Yeah, that was definitely going to be my thought for you.
Obviously, it's a restaurant as much as it's a bar, probably more than it's a bar. But like that bar area is just awesome. So if I'm saying specifically what is my favorite bar, I think I give the nod to Angeloni's Club Madrid, even though Beer Garden to me is so high on the list of must-do in Atlantic City for any trip. But just for what's sort of elevated to the next level, I'm going Angeloni's Club Madrid.
For me, Angeloni's Club Madrid is absolutely up there. I thought it was an awesome place to be. You know, I'm also one of the only people, I think, that really likes King's Pub quite a bit. So that's up there as well. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall is always good. There's always Irish Pub for a Guinness. But yeah, to me, I think it has to be the Beer Garden. It's somewhere we go back to so often that it sort of shows through our actions how we value it. And, you know, is there anything better than on a nice spring or summer day just sitting out at the Beer Garden, having a liter of beer and watching people go by on the boardwalk? To me, that is the quintessential Atlantic City bar experience. So that has to be it for me.
The service is usually good. The beer list is always good. The food, as you said, is pretty good. It's a great place. Definitely can't go wrong going to Beer Garden.
Here's a question for you. Where does B-Bar rank for you on this?
I would not knock it down. I mean, right now they're knocking it down, but I would knock it down quite a bit after my last experience. Like, it's very good for what you can get comped, and the video poker is obviously good, but with the number of machines that were broken, it was kind of disappointing. So I'm really interested to see what it looks like when they redo it. The rendering picture looks very new Vegas style that everything's going, like super bright, big sort of chandelier, fancy lighting over top of it, round circular bar, which now it's like a big square, right? So
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably look and feel very, very different, and I'm interested to see if that just immediately jumps to the top of my list. If the video poker is all, you know, $2 a hand, $8.5, mm-hmm. oh no, then it will not. But yeah, I'm interested to see where that goes.
Well, why do we even have a timer? Because I need to say something. I mean, I do think that B-Bar should be on your list somewhere because it is a place where you can get very good comped drinks, which don't exist in a lot of video poker bars, I think, in the country anymore, honestly, with yeah. how they've all gone. And it's happened in Hard Rock here, too. So, yeah, I mean, I think it does need to be up there.
Well, I mean, going back to me ranking Borgata as my favorite video poker place, B-Bar being a place to play video poker and the sports book at Borgata yeah. also is a good place to play video poker with decent beer on draft.
100%.
That elevates the video poker experience a lot at Borgata. So in my head, I'm picturing, oh, you know, I don't really love the location of the quarter full-pay video poker machines by Angeline, but these other options, like no other casino can really match that, except Hard Rock has video poker with entertainment, which is very nice, but no comp drinks on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah. No, I think that you've made me feel better about my Borgata as number one video poker place in Atlantic City.
Well, you've made me feel better about my Borgata's.
Good.
Because you're the one who brought up B-Bar as comp drinks for video poker. All right. So we went way over time, but I think we've been under time for most of them. So I think we're moving expeditiously here.
If you have to say something, you have to say something. There's nothing that can be done.
I know. We don't make the rules, except that we do.
All right, so the next category is cocktails, which I think I'm going to mostly defer to Craig, beyond saying that I think I may have had one cocktail, question mark, in Atlantic City in all of 2024, and it was excellent, I have to say, and it was at Angeloni's Club Madrid.
You didn't get a cocktail at Doc's?
I think I got a Peroni or something there.
That sounds right to
me. I'm pretty sure. I think the only one I got was at Angeloni's Club Madrid, and it was very good.
I agree.
I have to say the best cocktail, my favorite cocktail in Atlantic City 2024 is at Angeloni's Club Madrid, which is a cool place too, so I don't feel bad saying it.
It's a cool place. They do have a very interesting cocktail list. Some of them are somewhat basic, I would say. Like even your drink was Cuddy Sark and Averna or something like,
yeah.
something like that, which made a very good drink. Like I have to say, I do like that style of boozy forward kind of simple, few ingredient cocktails.
They had the fancy ice, you know.
They did have the big ice cube, mm-hmm. which a lot of places, you know, you order an old fashioned and they just throw a bunch of ice from the bar into it. It's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have to go with Super Frico again. I had a espresso martini thing there that was amazing. It was probably one of the best drinks I've ever had in AC. I had a couple of excellent cocktails at Doc's.
Yeah. You and Paul's were very good when I went. I didn't go the last time, obviously, but...
Yeah, so Doc's does have very, very good cocktails, but I think I'm just giving the nod to Super Frico because it's a little bit more out there, the cocktail mm-hmm. list. I want to almost dock them because of the lack of cocktail list now at Horse Dive Bar and in the actual Hook Theater, but Super Frico does a very good job. And mm-hmm. I actually sat at the bar at Super Frico and ordered cocktails, and there's something about being able to like talk to the bartender about it. We sat at the bar at Angeloni's too. It's nice, though, that there are now, you know, we mentioned Doc's, Super Frico, Angeloni's. Like, that's three actually good places to get cocktails, which is nice. And even B-Bar, like, if you're just having...
That's actually true. I have not had only one cocktail in Wayne City. Certainly, there was the infamous Rusty Nail night where I had, like, too many Rusty Nails and Negronis and whatever. This was an error.
But yeah, if you're willing to stick to sort of the classics at B-Bar, you can get, yeah, Negroni, Rusty Nail, Old Fashioned, yeah. Manhattan. You know, they'll comp a Maker's Mark Old Fashioned. So if you just want classics that you can sort of call out at any bar, B-Bar is very good. But yeah, I'm giving it to Super Frico, but I'm happy that there are multiple good options now. And I agree, Angeloni's Club Madrid for ambiance, like, awesome place to go sit.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, specifically cocktail selection, I'm going Super Frico.
Yep, I'm glad we agree.
Ooh.
It is strawberry daiquiri whipped cream at Tropicana.
Correct. Specifically at Tropicana. Specifically if you have to wait about 30 minutes.
Right. That's the best the best one you can get.
All right. Just take some notes.
Strawberry daiquiri whipped cream. Write it down.
The only answer.
7 rusty nails from Borgata on the casino floor.
Yes, but only if you have 7.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no good. All right. We're starting the timer. All this joking around is taking time away from...
Happy Hour.
Favorite Happy Hour, which we did several, I mentioned.
We did a lot. We did Angeloni Club Madrid. We did Cardinal. We did Mukashi, as I just mentioned.
Yeah. Osu.
We did Osu's Late Night Happy Hour.
I did Super Frico's Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot.
I think there's a lot of good choices, and we didn't do it this year, but Doherty's is another podcast favorite. And we did Doc's Happy Hour with your brother, right?
No. It's only at the bar.
Only at the bar. And Knife and Fork was last year. So I think for me, among all those, I think Cardinal was very good. I think it was the best value happy hour that we did. I believe it was $1 oysters, right? Or $1.50 or something.
Yeah, it was $1 or $1.25, I think. It was very cheap.
I didn't love our seat there. It was pretty crowded, like immediately after a happy hour opened, which I think happens everywhere. Is it Cardinal? Is it Mukashi? I like Mukashi a lot. I thought the sushi we got there was very good. They had some good prices on sake, and I was trying to get you to buy some soju too, I remember.
I did not. Next time, soju.
All right, I'll say Mukashi. Why not? I think it's new, it's interesting, it's different. They do get docked for not having snow beer, but then again, no one does. So
yeah,
what
we tried to get the snow beer also at the Noodles of the World, and they were like sold out. Snow is a myth. Snow beer is a myth.
I've never seen it before, but everyone says they have it.
And they don't.
Yeah, I'll go with Mukashi. I thought that the food was very good. The sushi in particular, I thought was excellent. And the drinks, if you like sake or kind of soju or whatever, it's good value. So I'll go with that. Why not?
Yeah, 2024 for us was the year of the happy hour for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it a tough choice. Like, Mukashi, definitely, I agree, was very, very good. Angeloni's for ambiance, I think, is very good.
The ambiance is there. I think for Angeloni's, like, the downside is part of happy hour is it has to be a good value, and I don't think it was the best value happy hour.
Yes, but I think they've totally redone their happy hour menu.
So I think
it's a better value now. We should go back and check it out.
We should.
Cardinal, though, I left Cardinal blown away by the value. And I did think some of the dishes were sort of medium. There was one that you specifically didn't like. I can't remember if it was the broccoli or what. But I left Cardinal thinking, like, this is amazing. And then I went to Angeloni's and left Angeloni's thinking, well, like, Angeloni's is so cool. I'm never going to Cardinal again. But going back and listening to what I said about Cardinal after we went to Cardinal, that is my favorite happy hour of 2024. It was very, very good. I guess the question is how much I value the value over the ambiance, because I would say I'd be more in a rush to go back to Angeloni's, but Cardinal was, I think, the best happy hour, my favorite.
I agree. Cardinal was the best value, 100%. How do these compare, you think, to past favorites like Dougherty's, or maybe not a past favorite, but Knife and Fork, I think, was very, very good.
Good food, not great value at Knife and Fork, I would say. Dougherty's, I think I would put it a notch below, really, most of these. Like, I would go to Mukashi. I think if I'm at resorts, I would go to Mukashi, I think, before I went to Dougherty's. Although I'd probably just do both. Resorts, man.
Yeah, you could do both.
Do both. That's a nice 1-2 punch for happy hour there.
That is nice, yeah. No, it was very good.
Go get a cocktail.
And it was like 7 p.m. when we got our happy hour, which was nice too, because it was just dinner time.
That's true. We snuck in at the end.
Yeah.
There was nobody there, and we just got a bunch of food last minute. We were like, hey, we need to order now.
Give us one of everything on the happy hour menu, I think is literally what we got.
Yes.
Because it was 6 or 7 things, I think. And we got them all.
Why do we even have a timer, Kyle? The clock's already running on the next one, which is non-gambling entertainment.
I have to ask you, did you go to Lucky Snake in 2024? Is that a valid answer for you?
I didn't play at Lucky Snake at all, but I think it's still a valid answer because it's not like it's different.
You don't know. You never know.
I'm interested to see what your answer is.
I mean, this is a hard one for me to talk about a whole lot because I tend not to do that much stuff that's non-gaming entertainment. I mean, I think the most important or perhaps the best of the non-gaming entertainment, which I personally have never done, is probably The Hook, right? Like, I think that's the super important for Atlantic City and like what my vision of like how it can raise itself up as like a better destination than it is now and be maybe more like a baby version of Las Vegas is more stuff like The Hook. But I haven't done it, so I can't talk about that. Yeah, there's Lucky Snake. There's the water park. Did you do the water park last year with your family?
That was in 2023.
2023,
damn. Dave and Buster's.
I don't really know. I don't have a good answer for non-gaming entertainment beyond the restaurants that we've talked about, which I think some of them are worth visiting. But what entertainment have we had? The outlets, that's non-gaming entertainment. That's something I probably have done the most out of everything. So maybe that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your actions are speaking to what your favorite is, it's the outlets.
It probably is. Yeah, I do like the outlets. They're convenient that they're right there, especially given I usually park in the Noyes Arts Garage, so they're really right there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with the outlets. Sounds good.
Awesome. So I have a tough one with this because you mentioned The Hook. I didn't do The Hook in 2024. I absolutely love The Hook. I've seen it twice. I unironically and unapologetically love Lucky Snake. I think it's an excellent, huge arcade, and I'm a person who likes Dave & Buster's, and I'm an icon member at Dave & Buster's. Icon status, baby. So that kind of place I like a lot, and I think it's a good thing in Atlantic City. It's a good non-gambling thing to do in Atlantic City, but I also didn't do that in 2024. So can I say either of those things? What's the ruling?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
We make the rules.
Oh, man. I mean, I think it has to be the hook. You're right. The hook is so important to Atlantic City. I mean, you could argue the water park is even more important.
But is that a success? I think the hook is actually doing fine. That's my impression of it anyway.
Right. And if we're talking about favorites, like the thing that I really loved is the hook. Like that is clearly my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite thing I've done in Atlantic City in the past 2 years is just like going to the hook. I don't know. I guess I'm just all in on Hook, Super Freako, because apparently I'll just give them any category that they're eligible for. I'm going to give them.
Yeah, like Borgata for me.
I mean, I had Lucky Snake down before you mentioned the hook, but...
Well, I'm glad I could change your mind.
Yeah. You're just very happy to not have Lucky Snake make it into the podcast as a category.
I love it.
Next one. We may be getting into tougher to get through the 3 minutes here.
Well, how about this? You could read the whole category in your notes and then start the timer. That'll be more fair.
Okay, let's do it. Favorite new thing, and some options of new things are Angeloni's Club Madrid, which we've mentioned multiple times already. King's Pub, which actually opened in late 2023, but I think it's new enough in 2024 that we'll count it. The Simpson Restaurant and Bar at ACX1.
Which we have not been to, so that's hard to...
Getting into a lot of stuff we haven't been to.
Hard to say.
Park Place Prime at Bally's, which used to be Guy's Chop House. Buddy's Boardwalk Empire at Harrah's. Limonada at Showboat. The All Ages Video Poker Area at the Lucky Snake. Chicken Guy at Resorts, which I can speak to. Forno Roman Pizza at the Boardwalk. Tropicana's Arcade Lounge in the Corridor, which I don't know if you walked by that when we stayed there. It looked kind of weird.
Yep, many times.
Brewberry Cafe near Stockton, which we have not been to, and the addition of Blackjack Surrender at Tropicana. I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff, but that's my list. I went through all our agendas from 2024 and looked at what was listed, and that's what I came up with. So, timer starting now.
I've said that I like King's Pub a lot more than most seem to. Certainly when I went this last trip, it was very, very empty.
I have concerns about the King's Pub.
Which is sad. I also have deep concerns about its viability, especially given that I think the much more beloved Piccalilli did not make it, so.
Yeah.
So I thought King's Pub was good. I thought that the food we got there was very good whenever we did that, I think 2023,
yeah.
Or shortly after it opened.
I agree. It's good food.
Especially the buffalo fried scallops or oysters or whatever I thought were excellent. But to me, I think Angeloni's Club Madrid is just so cool. And, you know, the vibe in there was amazing. I thought my drink was very good. The food was good as well. Like I said, the value wasn't totally there for happy hour. But to me, I think that was the best new thing that I experienced this year.
I agree. It was my favorite new thing. What the owners of Tony's Baltimore Grill did there to make it just super cool place to hang out is something that AC just doesn't have a lot of. Like, it feels sort of speakeasy-ish without being a speakeasy, but also is just very hip and cool, but also classic AC, which is maybe tough to pull off, or maybe we only think it's hip and cool because it is classic AC. But I think they did a great job with it, and also add in the cocktail menu and the vibe of the place. So, yeah, absolutely, that was mine too.
All right. So while you're resetting the timer, I can say the next category is the favorite slot that you played in 2024. For me, this is tough. I mean, I think a lot of the slots I play, it just happens to be because it's what you really enjoy. Like, I play a decent bit of Heidi all the time. Yeah. I play a decent bit of Wonder Woman all the time, but because you really like both of them or whatever, so I'll sit down next to you and do them. I mean, of course, in my last trip, I said that I played Wonka for like 10 minutes and won $500. So that gives me a good feeling when I think about it. Plus, like, the mild psychedelic effects from just being at the machine. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll have to go with Wonka. I mean, I think it was cool. It was one of the really big screens.
Yeah.
Some things happened, which always makes slots better than when nothing happens except you losing your money. We'll go with Wonka. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good choice. I don't know which Wonka you were playing, but...
I don't either, frankly.
Because they're about 8,000, but we'll just categorize Wonka. My obvious answer is Wonder Woman. But I've played it so much... And I still enjoy it. Like, I think it's a pretty good game. But the thing I like about it is that it's usually, for me anyway, a pretty slow burn. Like, you get some line hits, you get some bonuses, and they're not huge bonuses, but they keep you going. But my favorite slot machine I played this year was Little Shop of Horrors.
That was fun. Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It has actual bonuses. It's a really fun theme, even though I've never seen the movie. It did make me go home and seek out the movie, which you had to purchase on Amazon for $3.99. So I was like, not a chance. Not a chance of doing that. That's might as well be $1 million.
That's a good movie.
So instead I watched the Roger Corman B movie version, the original from like 1961 or whenever it's from, which was excellent, by the way, like totally stupid and good.
That's not the same.
But yeah, someday I'll have to watch the show. And I feel like anytime you play a slot, like I played Wonder Woman however many years ago, and I went and watched the entire first season of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Did you have to rewatch Karate Kid after we played Karate Kid at Gold Nugget a whole bunch that one trip?
No, I didn't. It didn't make me feel the need to rewatch Karate Kid. So clearly, Little Shop of Horrors ranks above Karate Kid. Not that I played Karate Kid. But yeah, Little Shop of Horrors for me. Wonka for you. Sounds good.
Yep. All right.
My notes app is being really weird.
Good. Love to hear it.
That's what people want to hear on the podcast.
That's your biggest disappointment of 2024.
Biggest disappointment. That's not even the next category. Don't skip ahead.
Well, it's probably not your personal highlight, so.
Yeah, my notes app is my personal highlight of 2024. All right, let's get to the next category, which is, as you mentioned, personal highlight of 2024. I would love to say it's a huge win of some sort, but I didn't have any huge wins. Do you have a huge win that's your personal highlight, or is your personal highlight something totally unrelated to gambling?
I wasn't thinking along those lines, but since you mentioned it, I will go check. I think I may have been either up or very slightly down in 2024 in gambling since I started tracking. So that might be my personal highlight.
Oh, man, absolutely not for me.
Down $38.05.
Wow, I'm not even close to that.
Yeah, that's only from Borg in May is my first entry. So I probably went to some casinos and didn't log them before then, at least certainly in Baltimore. Yeah, my personal gambling highlight was definitely going to Blackhawk, but that's not appropriate to talk about for our Atlantic City podcast.
No, get that out of here.
It was nice doing a trip with five people at the end of the year. For me, the highlights are always getting big trips together or whatever and doing something fun with a bunch of my friends. So that was definitely it for me personally. For the city as a whole, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't thinking, this is our favorite things. I don't know.
All right.
It's just your personal highlight. It says personal. It's not Atlantic City's highlight.
Five-person trip.
Okay.
Not a three-person trip, so that was good.
I feel like my cop-out answer is doing a bunch of non-casino stuff, like outside of the casinos. But I think I'll get a little more specific, which is that when I think back on 2024 trips, the thing that I think about most fondly was the run of Cardinal Happy Hour and then stopping in at Super Frico on the way to Tropicana and then going to Osu. And I think Beer Garden was even in there.
Yeah, we all went to Beer Garden because it was late night happy hour. Maybe my favorite run was going to Cardinal for happy hour and then playing like 3 hours of Pike Out Tiles at Caesars and then going to Beer Garden and then Osu.
Yeah, so like Cardinal, Super Frico, Beer Garden, Osu. Like that is just, to me, doing Atlantic City so right where you're going to all these things. You know, a couple of those things are outside of casinos. None of it has anything to do with gambling. Obviously, I like Super Frigo a lot. I thought Cardinal Happy Hour was incredible. Beer Garden's just a classic. We always love that experience. Even in the rain, it was nice.
Yep.
And then those who like Net Happy Hour, just a great way to cap it off. And like for a year where we only had five nights in AC, like that is how you get the most out of limited time in AC. And I sort of feel like everyone should do this. Everyone should do this like happy hour run of things.
All right.
Perfect timing. Are we down to the last category? No, two more categories.
Two left.
Although one's not really a favorite.
Yeah.
So the next one, going straight from high to low, your biggest disappointment of 2024. Let me read some things that you could pick from before I start the timer. Lots of things closed. Good Dog Bar, AC Bar and Grill, Izakaya, Gypsy Bar, the Michael Schulson restaurants at Ocean that were supposed to open fell through. Caesars nuked all of the hot food and reduced the hours at the Laurel Lounges. I know that was a big deal for a little while. You have the general disappearance of Tiles and regular Paigo Poker and the movement to face up Paigo Poker. The aquarium never reopening, the lack of beach concerts, the Summer Beer Music Fest session being canceled, the air show being canceled, Central Pier catching fire, resorts slash Landshark catching fire, beach erosion causing the closure of some beaches, the lackluster revenue in the second half of the year at the least, the yard going seasonal, the renaming of Wild Wild West to the West. I have a lot of things in my downer list. What is your biggest disappointment?
So I'll do two. I'll do my biggest disappointment personally and my biggest disappointment for the city as a whole. My biggest disappointment personally is only going to Atlantic City three times. It's not terribly close. We need to do better this year. By far, my biggest disappointment of 2024. I think for the city as a whole, I think it's kind of two things put together. I think the falling through of both the air show and not having any summer beach concerts. I mean, I think those are like the two things that like really drive people to the city and really get the city on the map. And it's very bad that those both didn't happen this year or last year and probably coming up this year too, it seems like. So, not good.
I agree with you on both counts. Like, I would like to go more. And I think hopefully we will go more this year. I think the last year was a little bit of an outlier. I mean, you certainly seem like you're going to go more.
Yeah.
certainly for the city, the air show and the beach concerts not happening is huge. Like, it's unbelievable that both those things happened in the same year. I'll give different ones, though, just to be different. My biggest disappointment in terms of more specifically something closing or not opening is the Michael Schulson restaurants at Ocean. You know, it was what Samuel's was like a high-end deli, and Pearl and Mary was supposed to be like a higher-end dining. And I was really excited about that because I love Izakaya. So, you know, you combine that, especially with Izakaya closing at Borgata, and then getting excited for these things at Ocean, which I think the space where they were going, I think, is cool space that's underutilized space at Ocean. The lobby level at Ocean is a cool place to hang out, where it's got the sort of outdoor area. I think they call it the park at Ocean. I think, you know, you've got the coffee bar there and the lobby bar there in that like aquarium. And so adding the restaurants up there would be really nice. And then they just fell through and that sucks. So that was my biggest individual disappointment. And then I think there's a sort of a general disappointment of the increase of stuff going seasonal in Atlantic City, which obviously it's a super seasonal town. Like, summer is the boom.
That's a long-term trend as well, I think.
Yeah, but I think the yard closing in the fall and sort of that being an indication or like another data point in how much the casinos...
A real disappointment that you couldn't get another one of the worst cocktail of your life in December at the Yard like last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if only that was 2024, they would have made my cocktail list. But no, I mean, it is disappointing when you go to even Borgata, right? And places are closed. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Your restaurants are limited.
Every day there's like two random restaurants closed at Borgata, right? And they just change it up.
Yeah, I mean, so it does feel like part of the bargain of me like being there and gambling is that you have stuff open, and casinos seem less and less willing to offer that part of the bargain.
All right.
Okay.
One last category.
One last category. I think, do we stop the timer for this one?
No timer. We can just do this. So things we want to see in 2025, one realistic and one long shot. So I guess, is this personally? Is this for the city as a whole? Is this...
However you want to read it.
I mean, so I think as a city for a whole, I don't know if this is realistic or a long shot, so I'll just give one. It seems like there's not going to be an air show, and it seems like that decision has been made, and so we'll say maybe an air show is the long shot, but it seems like that's not going to happen. But, you know, there's time. I'd love to see beach concerts come back in the summer. I think it's really important for the city. I think that, like I said, it drives people to the city. It, you know, fills up rooms midweek. I think it probably shows Atlantic City in a really great light. I think they should do it.
I don't think that's a long shot. I wonder how much it's related to the beach erosion last year, and like once the
maybe
Army Corps of Engineers comes in and dumps a bunch of sand down.
Well, I think they already have
concerts. So hopefully that is back.
Yeah. For me personally, my realistic and long shot goal maybe is just go to Atlantic City more. I mean, I said last episode my personal thing was I wanted to stay in every casino in Atlantic City. That's certainly a long shot, but I think it's possible. I mean, realistic. I think, Craig, you need to look at your calendar. Q1, we need to get one weekday night trip or something. You can do it. February, March.
Yeah, it has to happen this school year too, because next school year, my kids will be in different schools.
Yeah, my kids are in
and
different
that
schools now. So
complicates the drop-off with both my wife and I working. So
check the calendar. I'd like to go in February or March. One night. You always are like, I can probably make one weeknight happen at some point, and then it never happens.
Okay. Yeah, let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. I might be getting there in the evening and leaving the next evening, or getting there in the morning and leaving the next morning and going straight to work or something. I don't know.
That's fine.
Probably need to do it where I only take one day of leave.
Yeah.
For me, things I want to see, long shot is I would like another casino to do something like The Hook. And that can be smaller scale, like just a resident show that is of the production level of The Hook, which is actually not a small thing. But what I'd really like to see is the bigger sort of buy-in. And it's definitely a long shot. I think if it were to happen, it would be another Spiegelworld show at Tropicana or Harrah's. I don't see that happening in 2025. But I would love to see one of the casinos look at this and say, oh, we should do this. And I'm not sure who that would be. You know, I feel like Resorts has a very underutilized theater, but I also feel like they're not drawing the type of people who are going to go to something like that. Hard Rock really relies on current big acts or you know, recent-ish big acts, touring acts. So I don't think they would do anything like that. Borgata, same thing. Even Ocean to some extent. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see that. More realistic... You mentioned the beach concerts. I think that's probably as good as it gets for realistic, like in terms of important for the city and not just some sort of like personal goal. I think the return of the beach concerts is a good one. And I'm putting it in a realistic category. I don't know if you had that as a... I think you also had that as realistic.
It was like a betweener. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I feel like they don't actually get announced until the spring. Like, it's not like they give you 8 months of notice for the beach concert. So that is it.
Well, I think this was our longest episode in quite some time.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
It'll be edited. It'll be like 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. As always, if you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter, doforawin, or me, Kyle Askin, and bluesky at doforawin.bsky.social. Thank you, Craig. That was a very important note. And send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com, and we'll answer them on air. How is the inbox?
There's not much in there. Scenarios. We need scenarios. So we didn't get to the scenario today. Let's knock that out real quick.
All right. Do you have a scenario?
No, I'm kidding. I don't have a scenario.
Okay.
This episode's too long already. The scenario is you need to wrap up a podcast. What alarm do you use on your timer?
Burp, burp, burp.
The burp, burp, burp got a lot of play this episode.
Yeah, got,
I thought we were going to knock it out. No timers going out.
Have you ever met yourself?
I mean, can one really meet themselves?
Yeah, that's, fair enough. Fair
deep.
Enough.
Deep.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Hopefully we'll be back with exactly what the people and not me want, which is a double trip report episode next episode. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Maybe I should just show up when you guys are there, too.
Yeah, you should.
Be like, hey, guys, and wives, what's up?
Yeah, it wouldn't be weird at all. You should just do it.
Yeah, I think it would be great, not weird.
You should actually just text us pictures from the Irish pub and then drive home.
I saw that one of the categories is your biggest AC disappointment of 2024, and I'm like, I wonder if Greg's going to say the Irish pub.
Not making it to the Irish pub Christmas thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That would be good. That's not what I have down, but now I'm reassessing.